Why is Thomas being a noisy boy?
No, his hands gone.
Where have your hands gone? You're sitting on them.
No, no, no.
But they're going to be washed, aren't they?
No.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, it's a boy. No, thanks.
No, thanks. You need your hands washing.
No.
You do, and then we're going to change you.
No.
No?
No.
Why don't you want your hands washing?
Hair wet.
Your hair wet? No, your hair's not wet.
Heard it.
You heard it? What did you hear?
Hands rubbing in the wise.
You heard your hands rubbing what?
When big lorry.
You're making the sound of a big lorry. Can you hear a big lorry? I can't.
Can't.
In fact, it's all quiet now. You stop doing that with your hands.
Quiet.
Shh. Shh. Can Thomas be quiet?
Yes.
Shh. Are you saying shh, putting your finger to your lips and saying shh?
Bin bag lorry.
Where's the bin bag lorry?
Not yet.
No, there's no bin bag lorry. Oh, don't whisper, Thomas. When Mummy wants you to be quiet and whisper, you never do. I don't mind if you talk now.
No fingers.
No fingers. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
No!
Oh, no, don't be silly. Listen, if we get your hands wet, don't get distressed. You're half laughing, half crying. Just squash into the sponge.
No!
What's the matter? Thomas, why are you crying? You're a mess, what's wrong?
No!
I think you
are. No!
Thomas, come on.
No! No!
Shh! Listen. Listen. You can't hear what I can hear because you're crying. Can you hear it?
No.
What can you hear? Listen. Listen carefully.
What's that?
What's that?
Bin-bag.
The bin bag lorry. You're convinced it's the bin bag lorry. It won't be the bin bag lorry today, darling.
A big lorry.
It might be a big lorry, yes. Well, there's some people who live behind us who moved into their new house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that there's a big lorry bringing something for them. A big delivery lorry.
What have you brought?
What have you brought? I don't know. What do you think it's brought? Do you think it'll have brought lots of boxes for you?
No.
No? Well, the people who moved out were taking away lots of boxes. So I would imagine the people that have moved in are bringing a lot of boxes.
No.
No? You don't think I'm right?
No. 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 Big milk.
Shh. Big lorry. Big lorry. Why are you whispering again?
Look, bushes at Birdie.
Where's Birdie? Are you looking at her?
Yes. Look, they are loving little food. Big teeth.
She's got big teeth?
No, big teeth.
Oh, not my bird.
Big lorry. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Big lorry. Wow, wow, wow. wow.
Put the bread inside it. Yummy, yummy.
What are we going to put inside it?
Big ladders.
Big ladders?
There's a fire engine.
Fire engine. Oh, fire engine has big ladders, doesn't it?
Let the fire out.
To put the fire out, that's right. The fire often have to climb up the big ladders to put the fire out, don't they?
The ladder and get Plody out.
Yes, and they could get Plody out because I've...
There's the chip pan hotters.
The chip pan's hotter, yes. That's, you're talking now about Auntie Mabel and Pippin when Auntie Mabel got stuck in the house and the chip pan caught fire. Because I think when you were talking...
Fire engine, no ladder!
No, I don't think he needed his ladder starting to put a chip pan out.
No.
And...
Meeple!
I think we've talked before about what...
Get Mabel out.
Get Auntie Mabel out. Get Mabel out, that's right.
And Omit out.
The door was stuck, was it?
Yes, and then a lid.
Get a lid? Are you talking about when the fireman smothered the pan with a cloth, didn't he? Or you could put the pan lid on just to block the flames.
Ebop!
So I think before when you were talking about get Purdy down, get Purdy out, you were talking about...
See a big fire engine.
Get Purdy out, please. Well, we've talked before about if pussycats get stuck in trees, haven't we? Thank you so much indeed. Is that what you're saying to the fireman? Purdy's stuck in the tree.
Santa, so much indeed.
Is that what you'd say to the fireman if he came to rescue Purdy? Thank you very much indeed.
Just dig it out the ladder, please. So much. So we get a big fire engine.
Oh, big fire engine.
Get Mummy out.
Get Mummy out.
Just get Sonny out.
And get Sonny out.
Meebop.
Just lie down now, please.
Two police cars.
Two police cars?
It's the police.
Must be a big fire if there are two police cars coming along with a fire engine.
Evo!
You're going from one extreme to the other. A few moments ago I asked you not to whisper and now you're shouting. What a silly...
Evo!
Yes, we know what a fire engine says. Thank you. Well, we've got change, we've got something to look at, haven't we? Mummy's got a funny shaped box. Oh, shall we see what's in the box?
Yeah. What have we got inside it?
What have we got inside it? What do you think we've got inside it?
Big toys.
Big toys?
Big yellow wheels.
I don't think it's anything to get terribly excited about, Tom.
What's this?
It's a new book. And a jigsaw.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
She says a big fire in the ladder.
I'm sorry, it's not a jigsaw or a book about a fire engine, which I think would have pleased you.
Tractor.
Oh, yes. A tractor.
Come on, did it out for you.
Thomas, I want to get you changed. Thomas, listen. As soon as we get changed, then you can look at things. This is where you go wrong. Yes, wrong. Listen, if you would realise that when we get dressed quickly... Listen, sweetheart, when we do things quickly, when we get dressed quickly, we can go on to do other things. Yes, we can. Like Bob the Builder said, yes, we can. You're very windy today and I don't know why. There's been no music lesson this morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to the beehive this afternoon.
No!
Into the beehive.
No!
And we're meeting Sonia and Isabel there.
No!
We are. Not at the beehive. We're going to the beehive on our own. But when the beehive closes, we're going to the big park where the swings and the slide and the roundabout is.
Jumping around.
Jumping around. And you can play with Isabel.
Ouch.
At the park. Now, how does that sound?
It's no swing today.
No,
holding the lid, oh dear.
You're holding the lid of the box of wipes. Oh, yes, we broke the lid, didn't we?
Hmm.
The lid came away from the box.
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We didn't know the place. Throwing some lid out and lid the wipes. We pulled. Yes, this place. Sort it out for you, don't cheat.
Sort it out for you, tell much indeed.
There's time to.
You want the fireman to come and sort out?
Yes, the fireman. Bebop, bebop.
Sort out the broken lid on the box of wipes?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I think the fireman's got other things to do with his time, Thomas, really, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I think he has.
Must be
a big lorry. What are you saying, a big lorry?
Fire engine. Later, time to come what speed. Time to.
Thank you.
Fire and Sam laughing.
Fire and Sam's laughing? What's Fire and Sam laughing at?
Two monies. Time to. Come what speed.
He wants pain, does he, Fire and Sam?
Yes. Two minutes for you.
Mm. Oh, sounds like somebody's alarm's gone off now. Can you hear? Beep, 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 beep.
Mummy, I'm a fire engine alarm.
A fire engine alarm? No, it's just, it's either an alarm on a house or an alarm on a car. But we can hear it, can't we?
Not see it.
No, we can't
hiding
see it.
Hiding in the clouds.
Is it hiding in the clouds?
Mm.
Well, sometimes when people's car alarms go off, the headlights flash, don't they? So we know which car it is. And when people's house alarms go off, there's usually a light that flashes. We have a blue light that flashes if our alarm's gone off to tell us that there's been a problem while we've been out. So that's how we can usually see. But we can't see what it is today.
No, not today. Not here.
No, we can't see it, can we?
No.
Oh, look at the red bus. Did you see the red bus coming?
Not for change. Let's see the red bus coming. See another big red bus came.
You're telling me you didn't see the red bus properly because you're having a nappy change?
Let's see,
oh, I see. Well, sometimes when you're upstairs, looking out of your bedroom window where you're having your nappy change, you can see the red bus, can't you, going past, because he drives down the road behind on his way to pick up the little boy who lives round the corner. But he starts off, he goes round the road behind, and then he drives here. The poorly boy, yes, he's got to pick up the poorly boy. You just wait.
See it.
No, he's gone now. You'll see him. It'll be Monday now before you see him. What's it?
Another alarm.
I think it's the same alarm. It's somewhere, yes, I don't know where. Somewhere.
It's up in the clouds.
Up in the clouds?
Mm.
Right.
My son's playing with toys.
You want to play with your toys now?
Mummy ones.
Mummy ones? You want to see what Mummy's got in that box? Mm. Just a moment.
Wash your hands.
Wash my hands?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I always wash my hands when I've changed your nappy. It wasn't really dirty though, it was just a little bit wet, wasn't it? Just a little wet. There we are.
No alarm!
Another alarm. I think it's the same one, Thomas.
Somewhere hiding in the clouds.
Somewhere hiding in the clouds. Yes, there's an alarm ringing. It's a noisy alarm, isn't it? Right, so what have we got in this box?
Rainbow.
A rainbow, you can see a rainbow. There we are. It says best between 3 to 6 years of age. Oh, well, you're not 3 yet, are you?
No.
How old's Thomas?
2.5.
Next week you'll be 2 and 7 months. You went from 2 and 5 months to being 2 and a half. You don't often say 2 and 6 months, do you?
Putting it away.
Putting it away?
The
strawberry truck. You can see a picture of a truck and it's got a huge, well, I'm not sure whether it's a strawberry or a raspberry painted on the side.
No driver.
No driver, no, there isn't, is there? You see this? Gosh, that frightened me. That's Purdy coming downstairs. Did you hear her? What did she say?
Meow.
Meow.
Don't worry, Purdy.
No, don't worry, Purdy. We're here.
Here, the rainbow. Come on, Purdy. Look at the rainbow.
Come on, Purdy. Look at the rainbow. Thomas wants to show you the rainbow on the picture.
Big elephant there.
A big elephant there.
And the strawberry mama.
Yes. Well, this is lovely because it's a book. It's called an alphabet jigsaw book, and for every page it takes so many letters of the alphabet. The first one is A, B, C, D, E, F. And on
two
there,
rainbows.
Two rainbows. And on the there,
baby
there's
rainbow, a big rainbow.
A baby rainbow and a big rainbow. So every page has a picture with something on it starting with that letter. Like the first one has an elephant on for the letter E, and the last one has a zebra on for the letter Z. So what can we see?
There's not inside the box, a big green in there.
Just let me let Cordy out of the door because I think she wants to go outside.
Yeah.
Oh, we can hear the alarm more clearly now. Come on, Puss, out you go.
Yeah.
Out you go, Pussycat.
Hello, Pussycat.
Say bye-bye, she's going out.
Bye, Pussycat.
Bye-bye, Pussycat. Out you go, Purdy.
Leave me there, Purdy.
Maybe so. Well, she doesn't want to go out, does she?
No.
Well, she can just stay out a few moments.
Finished now.
I think the noise of the fireworks has been upsetting Purdy recently.
Purdy, what's that?
They make very loud bangs and Purdy doesn't like it, does she?
No. No!
So, shall I take this one out? Look, take the pieces out, break it into four. You've got a jigsaw. Now, can you put the jigsaw back together, Thomas?
It's a motor train.
On one side it's shiny, on the other side it's smooth, look, it's matte. And it's only the shiny side we've got to play with. The other side is something else. You're putting the bits together.
Just love the train.
Oh, look, there's the little dog. Where's the dog on this picture?
Down there.
Down there. So shall we put this piece there? On top of that one, like that? And what's this piece? Where's the bird? There?
Down there.
So shall we put that there? And what about the two pieces you've got in your hand?
Not like a piece of dog.
Excuse me. That looks to me a little bit like a lizard. You sneezed after I sneezed.
Ashew.
Ashew. What song do we know that ends in ashew? On my foot I have a shoe. On the other foot I have another shoe. One shoe, that makes two shoes.
Achoo! Mummy do it the train.
Mummy do it for you?
Yes.
Well, let's just see, Thomas. Really? Does that bit look like that bit?
No. No.
It does?
No, I'll put it up.
You want this one out now?
This is the train.
Anyway, you look at this one. This one has a monkey on it.
This is off.
And I'll put the other one back together. I think we've lost a piece. Have you lost a piece down there? Oh, here it is on the floor.
Then.
Mummy's just going to get a tissue and blow the nose.
Not fit now.
Oh, I think it does. Look. Can you see the eyes on the elephant? And do you want to put that piece there?
No.
Press it down.
No.
Hello. Oh, Thomas.
Eyes come off.
The eyes have come off the elephant?
Yeah. What's this? Orange snake
and a green snake. I think the orange snake is a caterpillar because it begins with letter C and that's on this page. And I think what you're calling the green snake is actually a lizard. That begins with L and that's on this page.
What's this?
Oh, now you know what that is. What is it? What is it? What?
What's this?
It's a fish. You know very well what a fish is.
What's this?
That's an octopus.
What's this?
And that's the sun.
What's this?
A kite.
What's this?
Now you know what that is.
What's this?
And you know what that is. If you're just going to point to everything and say, what's this?
What's this? A rainbow.
A rainbow? No, it's an umbrella, but it's probably got all the colours of the rainbow in it.
What's this?
That's an iguana.
What's this?
Iguana, that's a jolly hard word for you to learn.
What's this?
Oh, what do you think that is, Thomas? You've been talking about those earlier today.
I come off elephant.
Do you think it's a cloud?
Yeah.
The eyes have come off the elephant, have they?
Yeah.
Shall we take this one out? This is the one with the octopus on it and the rainbow. Wow.
Eyes come off.
The eyes have come off.
That one.
And you want that one as well?
It's come off. Eyes come off.
Can you see the bee?
Marina.
Actually, it might be a wasp.
What?
They've got the letter W on this page, but they're saying W is for wheel.
But there is a wasp on there, or perhaps...
No, I want to do it over there.
You want to do it? All right, you take it, Jo. You're a bit ratty, Thomas. Who's in a group?
What's this? Another bee.
Another bee, yes, that's right. Because the picture remains on the page and you've taken the jigsaw off, and the jigsaw has an identical picture.
Carrot,
yes.
I don't know.
How many things on the pictures have eyes? The elephant has an eye.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, you're turning the book into an engine now, are you? A choo-choo train. Thomas, the birds have eyes. So does the elephant, the caterpillar and the dog. What about on this page, who has eyes? The monkey.
What's eyes?
Well, that's an iguana, Thomas. Which I don't expect you to learn.
Nice house.
And the sun has eyes on it. The octopus has eyes. And so do all the people waiting at the bus stop.
Bus stop.
Look there. Can you see all the people waiting at the bus stop? On the back page. Oh!
Move the bus! Not the bus, not the bus! Not the bus, I've never seen
it. It's asking you on that page, what sound does each animal end with? I thought it was asking you what sound each animal made.
Stop stitch! Stop the bus stop!
Is it stopping at the station?
No, stop. 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 Spot stop.
At the bus stop? Do we wait at bus stops? What buses do we wait for, Thomas? Which buses?
People on it, please.
People on it, please? Yes, there are usually people on the bus, aren't there, when we get on? When we get on, that makes more people on the bus. Look at it.
Apple.
An apple, yes. Now, that's very
What's
interesting.
What's this?
That's a snail. You've actually pointed to the letter A and said apple, and there isn't a picture of an apple there, is there?
No.
A is for apple.
No apple on A.
I can't see a picture of an apple on that page, can you?
Oh yes, two apples.
Ah, on that page there is, yes. That's a picture of a greengrocer with his barrow. With lots of different fruit. What sort of fruit has he got, Thomas?
Well, off.
He's driving off?
Another bus stop.
Another bus stop?
Well, big bus.
When you get on the bus, do we have to pay the driver?
Driver, day. Big driver.
And we have to find
this
seat.
We must run.
An ice cream bus fan's coming.
Yes, a bus fell over.
The bus fell over?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Silly bus.
Silly bus. Look, I can see Bertie the bus sitting here. This is your bus, Bertie.
Big bus.
Oh, there's Bertie. Oh, be careful, Thomas.
Bus stand by. Not reach it.
There you are, there's Bertie.
The lady bus.
Bertie the bus.
No, not that. No, that way.
That that way. Your tummy's getting terribly rotten.
No!
Has it fallen over?
No.
Look, the bus could go through the tunnel, couldn't it?
Yes.
Oh! Gosh, it nearly got Birdie's food.
No.
Very nearly got Birdie's food. Oh, no. She wouldn't be very pleased if she could see that, would she?
No.
Your little wooden trains are here.
No. No. No, no. There's a tunnel.
All right, don't get rotten. There we are, we'll make a tunnel. Just a moment. Let's make it like that. How's that? Oh, that's a sturdy tunnel. That's a nice tunnel. Now, where's the bus?
No!
The train not go?
No, the bridge.
There we are.
Nothing.
Oh, I'm not keep going to pick it up, Thomas, if you keep pushing it like that. Oh, no.
No!
No, you do it gently, so you can get it back.
A little bit fallen over.
Is the bus falling over?
Yes. But you don't want to wash it. Wash it.
The bus is going under the tunnel.
No, I didn't.
The train can go over the bridge, can't it?
Thomas the Tank Engine Bridge.
Is this what you call the Thomas the Tank Engine Bridge, your little wooden bridge?
No, not waiting.
Why have you just thrown that over the air, in the air? Thomas, you've just picked that wooden bridge up and thrown it in the air. You have, and that was naughty.
No!
If you don't want something, you put it to one side.
No!
There was no need to do that. You picked it up and you threw it in the air.
No!
Now listen, if there'd been anybody behind you or Purdy on the floor, just imagine. Listen.
No!
If Purdy had been walking through the door and you'd thrown that, that would hurt Purdy.
No!
You'd have hurt Purdy.
No!
And then you would have been really sorry, wouldn't you?
No!
You wouldn't have been sorry.
No!
Well, I would have been very sorry because I don't think that's nice. And Purdy wouldn't have thought that was very nice.
Right!
You want to wipe? You want me to wipe your tears?
Yeah.
What did you say? There
no,
no, my son. There we are, wipe the tears.
No, no.
Blow your nose, do you want to cuddle?
No, not my shirt. No,
no, no. Come on. Shall we have a little break? What's happening now? There's a bus going up over the bridge.
Oh no.
Gosh, that's a very steep hill, isn't it?
Not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere?
No.
Is it not going anywhere?
No. Too high.
It's too high. It's too higher. You say it's too high, is it? It is very, very steep, Thomas.
Wolf.
How many people are sitting on the bus? Can you count? Can Thomas count the number of people sitting on the bus?
No. So higher. Poor Bertie.
Poor Bertie.
Come back.
Bertie, come back. At least he managed to get up and over the bridge, didn't he? Which is quite an achievement.
Come back. Come back.
Come back.
Over the bridge.
Come back over the bridge.
Come back. Poor Bertie. Come back, bridge. Silly dumb Purdy. Silly Birdie.
Silly Birdie? I thought you said silly Purdy at first.
Come back, Birdie.
Come back, Birdie. What rhyme do we know about things going away and coming back? Two little dicky birds sitting on a wall. One name, Peter. What's the other one called? Fly away, Peter.
No.
Fly away, Paul.
No, no, Paul.
Come back, Peter.
No, no, Paul.
Come back, Paul.
No, no, Paul. No, Paul.
No, Paul. No, Paul. All right. Oh, Tommy. You're in a poor way today, aren't you? What's the matter?
Cross the bridge.
Cross the bridge.
Silly Bertie.
Silly Bertie. Silly Bertie.
No, a balam.
What's he done?
A balam.
A balam? Where can you see a picture of a lamb? I can't.
Yes,
yes. Oh, there. Oh, I think that's a cow, Thomas.
A balam.
Is it a balam? No, well, if you say so. What does the cow say?
No, no, I won't.
What does the balam say?
Balam.
You're tired. Do you want a cuddle? Would you like some milk? Would you like to sit on Mummy's knee and have a drink of milk?
No.
No? Oh, dear.
To
her. Well, is it all right if you're playing with that, if I play with this bridge? Do you mind playing with this?
No, 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 Bertie, come back.
No, but Mummy's not playing with anything, so surely I can
play. No, no.
I thought we were going to share things.
No, no, no,
no, I thought we were going to share. Did we not decide yet?
No, no!
No, you're not into sharing.
No, for no more pretty food.
What happened? Did the train go across the table and bump into the chair?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Fall.
Oh, what's the bridge falling down?
There's a bloody tail.
Pardon?
What for? Lower or better now?
Is it better now?
No, not
there. That's a nice bridge, isn't it? That's not a steep bridge now, is it? That's more a tunnel.
No, no, no.
You want it like that again?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Tell me, Tittle Mouse, what's the matter?
Oh, big. Oh, I don't know.
You seem very tired. Do you want to go and have a sleep?
No.
Would you like a cuddle with Mummy?
No.
What would you like? What would Thomas like? Can I give you a kiss, please? Oh, that's nice. Shall I go and see if Postman Pat's got anything to say to you?
No.
No? You're not starting with a cold again, are you, Thomas? Sound a bit snuffly. one. There's no need to do that. Do you want to rest your head on Mummy's arm?
I'll fall over the bed and fall over.
Did I fall over again?
Yes, not get past.
Can it not get past?
No. Yes.
I think it probably can.
No. Can't.
Can it not?
No. It's damaged.
It's damaged?
Mm.
Oh dear.
Not better.
Is that better now?
No. Fall over again.
It's fallen over again?
Mm.
Oh dear, dear.
Oh, mended.
It's mended.
No.
There's another little bridge there.
Hello, another bridge.
All right, I'll move that. I was just trying to make you another bridge with another box.
Oh, mended.
Oh, dear, dear, Bertie's fallen on the floor.
No!
Oh, Thomas. Not a happy chappy, are we? No.
No. No, no. Put it away.
You want to put it away? Fine. Shall we put it back in this nice box?
Big box.
There we are. Shall we fold it back up?
Yeah.
Fold it back up together. Like this.
No ears come off.
The ears have come off as well as the eyes.
No, no ears come off.
The ears have come off.
Yeah.
She's laughing. Oh, be careful, Thomas. Thought you wanted to help putting it back in the box.
No.
So I thought we'd agree, Thomas, when we play with toys, we'll have to put them away, don't we?
No.
Put them away for another time.
No.
And if we look after them, then we're going to have them a long time, aren't we?
No.
What do you like playing with when you go to Isabel's house?
Huh?
Do you remember that lovely police car, the racing car she's got?
No, it's done. No, it's done. No.
What happened?
Ah!
It goes along on its own, doesn't it?
No.
And if it hits something, it flips up and turns around and either becomes... If it's been a police car, it becomes a racing car. And if it's been a racing car, it becomes a police car. And when it's a police car, what noise does it make? Beep-bop-beep-bop?
No.
Baby-bee-bars. Baby-bee-bars?
No.
What's a baby beaver? Can you see all the letters of the alphabet there? The postman brings letters, but these are different letters, aren't they?
Put
it back in this fancy box.
Yeah.
It's a nice box, isn't it?
Yes.
There, that's a nice box. Shall we seal it back up again?
There.
We'll play with that another day. There you are. Would you like to do some drawing?
No, no, no,
no. What would you like? Your bridge?
No.
What would you like, sweetheart? A coat hanger? Would you like to play with a coat hanger?
No. What's this done from?
What's this come from? It's a coat hanger.
Look out, Granny. Oh, what one?
It doesn't matter, they're coming from one.
Big one, piece of wood.
Yes, a piece of wood, that's right. All the coat hangers are plastic, apart from that one, and that's made from a piece of wood. Isn't it?
Made from paper made of wood.
Made from a piece of wood, yes.
This piece of wood.
Piece of wood, and the others are pieces of plastic. And they've all been shaped to form a coat hanger, haven't they? Look, can you see the little metal? That's metal. The hangers are either wood or plastic, but they have a metal top. We hang things up on them, don't we?
No, do it!
What can't you do?
I'll do it. No, no!
He dropped it.
He has.
And you have special coat hangers, don't you? You've got some very small ones for your clothes. Because those hangers are a little bit too big for your things.
Not do it!
And what's she trying to do?
Not do it. Don't, Alice.
You're trying to hang them from one another, are you?
No.
Like this?
Not do it.
I'm not sure quite what you're trying to do.
No, I'm making a crane.
You're trying to make a...
crane.
A crane?
Yes, lift it up.
Lift it up? Oh, I see. You're trying to make a crane with the coat hangers. There we are. Look at that. This looks like something we used to make on Blue Peter when I was a little girl. And I think, oh, look at that.
Come and do it.
What does it look like? It looks like the mobile that hangs in your bedroom. Remember when you were a baby, you had the mobile above your cot and it used to play a tune? Oh, we've still got the mobile in the bedroom, haven't we? You just moved it.
Oh, no.
Oh, have they all fallen over? Another coat hanger. Look, it's like fishing, isn't it?
No. Mummy, do it.
Mummy, do it. You want me to do what I did before?
Yes.
Well, if you watch, you can do it as well. We've got one black plastic coat hanger. We're just putting two brown plastic coat hangers onto it. And we're holding it up with a brown coat hanger. Look, we've got a white coat hanger. Shall we hang that from there? Oh! What is the matter? It hasn't fallen over. We put it down. We can do it again.
Oh no!
There you are. Now you put a coat hanger there. It's like fishing this. You have to hook. It's this bit we hook on. It's that bit there that we hook on. And you hook that bit. No, this bit needs to go through there. Right this side. You're half laughing and half crying, aren't you?
No, do it.
No, you can do it. Look.
No.
Shall we do the wooden one? Shall we do that with the wooden one? It's all over. I think it's time for a little break, Thomas. Alright, it doesn't matter. Let's have a drink of milk. You have a drink of milk. I'll have a cup of tea because you're just getting terribly upset for no milk.